Rory, you're through to an FAI Cup final. How does it feel?
Aye, delighted. What I liked that they've been a bit more straightforward. We started first 20 minutes, we were exceptional. And got ourselves two in front, and just for a few minutes before their penalty, we got a wee bit sloppy and conceded the penalty. And then there's always an opportunity of maybe them breaking on us a long throw, a set play, but on chances created, we should have won the game a lot more comfortably. But semi-finals are about winning and getting to the final. We'll be taking a huge crowd to Dublin in a few weeks' time, and something that we're all really proud of. But when you get there, you want to go a step further and lift a trophy, and that's what we'll be aiming to do.
As you say, people don't really remember how you got to the final, but your reflections on the match, two up after 15 minutes, perfect start. Was it almost too easy for you?
We spoke about it, we wanted a fast start, but then the word that we used in the lead up to the game was to be relentless, and there was a 5 minute period where we weren't, and we got punished for it, and it just shows the nature of football. It's a free hit for them coming up here. The nature of football gives them something to hang on to. They're happy to sit in again and wait for an opening. And to be fair, they broke on us late on and had a good effort. But we looked a threat when we went forward, but the game should have definitely been a lot more comfortable than what it was.
You would have wanted that third goal in the second
absolutely,
half.
Absolutely.
Went after it, but yeah, it just didn't come.
Aye, and we've been guilty of that a fair bit this season, missing chances, but the players have been a credit to the club, the staff, everyone's working extremely hard. There's massive potential at this football club, and it's great to be leading it, but something to really look forward to. But it's gone. We've a big game now on Friday, and that now becomes the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you're into a cup final, you're second in the league, whatever happens there, you're still in the title race. I mean, reaching the final, does that make the season a success as it stands now and where you are in the league?
I'll let you all judge that. I'm delighted. I think we're in a really good moment, and we have a good group here that want to play for this football club, which is the most important thing. And they all enjoy each other's company. There's a real good connection, and I think you can see the connection with the supporters and the players as well. So things are going well. I'll let other people say if it's a success or not. I'm absolutely thrilled with it.
And this can be the springboard now for the team to really kick on?
That's it. And you've seen it for years where a club wins a trophy and it's a catalyst for them to kick on and become more successful, and we're hoping that that's us.
I know this question will be out of date in a couple of hours' time, and you probably won't answer it anyway, but have you any preference for who you face in the final? The First Division side, Waterford, or Damien Duff Shelburne?
Well, I don't believe that Waterford are a First Division side. I think you look at some of the quality they have, some exceptional talent, so we're just delighted. Our goal from the outset of the competition was to get to the final. We're there now, and whoever we get, we'll get, and we'll prepare for that game.
And it's a month build up now. You've been to three cup finals, I think, maybe as a player, so you know what it's going to be all about, and plenty of excitement to look forward to.
Yeah, third, three as a player, first as a manager, so it'll be an extremely proud moment, and the hairs are standing on the back of my neck thinking about it. So I think if we can get this over the line, it would be the proudest day of my life. It's not about me, but Alan Reynolds, Martin McChrystal, Conor Lugri, the support staff, all the staff, I'm naming people, and I shouldn't be naming people, but it's for everyone. It's for our supporters, for the players' families. We're delighted to get there, and really looking forward to it. But we want Patrick McIlhenny to be lifting that trophy at the end of the game. That's the plan.
People maybe forget you're only in management, you know, less than two seasons. So well done on the achievement, Rory.
Thank you very much.
Rory, a 2-1 scoreline would suggest it was a tight game, but I mean, you made loads of chances throughout it.
Aye, we created a number of chances, and it should have been more comfortable. It is what it is. We're in the final, and that was the aim.
What was your message at halftime?
To go and get the next goal, keep trying to replicate our first performance in the first 20 minutes and go and kill the game. It wasn't to be. We created enough chances to do that, but Treaty were a credit to themselves as well, and they hung in there, and we're delighted. Well, there's a couple of games on at 5 o'clock that might be quite interesting for us, so I'll have the laptop in one hand and the TV remote in the other hand.